You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Good morning, saints. You are now listening to Until We Meet Again. I am so glad you're here this morning or whenever you are listening in. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We usually are here on Wednesdays at 2 a.m. for the late night saints or people that are up and about, and we're just going to be fellowshipping the Lord and praising and worshiping him. And let's go ahead and pray. Saints, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it's being done in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us. Father, lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from every evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I'm so glad you were here to be able to be with us this morning to worship. And we're going to start out today's program with Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16. And I like to encourage people to have a pen or paper. You may want to jot down something that resonates with you. And I want to write that scripture down. I want to share that with someone, or I want to be able to expound on it and read more about it. So here we have Psalms 91, and it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the prowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his wings, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. But you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day." Today, that's bullets, stray bullets, right? "Nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of this destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you made the Lord Jehovah, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." You know, there's a lot of plagues coming on the earth. Remember COVID-19? "For he shall give his angels charge over you and keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your feet against a stone." That was a prophecy of Jesus. Satan knows this scripture, and he recited it to the Lord, the Messiah, in the wilderness when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus used this same scripture, the word of God, at Satan. "You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra." Those are evil spirits. "And the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot." Wickedness in high places. "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him, because we've set our love upon the Lord. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Okay, praise the Lord. That was awesome. The promises of the Lord of protection in days like this. Okay, now we're going to go on to Jesus Always by Sarah Young. And this is a daily devotional. And it says, no matter what is happening in your life, you can be joyful in me because I am your Savior. And Habakkuk wrote about this. He was awaiting the invasion of his country by the Babylonians, a ruthless, feared, and dreadful people. Even as he pondered this terrifying prophecy, he was able to rejoice in his relationship. This sort of joy is supernatural, powered by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who lives in all of my followers. Joy and thankfulness is closely connected. Give thanks to me for my unfailing love. Tell of my wonderful works with songs of joy. My love for you will never fail because I have already paid the full penalty for your sins. It does not depend on you. The more you thank me for your salvation, my love, and other blessings, the more you will realize how blessed you really are. And a grateful attitude increases your joy. You can nourish this gladness by thanking me in your silent prayers, in your written, spoken, and whispered words, and through music. Come before me with joyful songs. Okay, that was paraphrasing the scriptures that you can find in Habakkuk 3:18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Habakkuk 1:6-7. I am raising up the Babylonians, a ruthless and impetuous people, who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwelling places that are not their own. That sounds familiar. They are feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves, and they promote their own honor. Psalms 107:21-22. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of his works with joys of songs. Psalms 102. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Okay, saints, now we're going to go on to God gives freely the power to defeat fear. And these are the scriptures that support that. It says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, Jehovah, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 8:37-39. For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. Psalms 18:28-30. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumble and fall. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, and this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord is to inquire in his temple. For in now, right now, because of the Holy Spirit lives in us, we are his temple. This is the church age. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above all my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. In our bodies, we should praise the Lord. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord God, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. That's why we pray. We pray without ceasing. Psalms 27, 1 through 7. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor the trouble from the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your feet from being caught. Proverbs 3, 25, 26. Boy, this is so relevant, saints. It says, the Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, 3 and 8. I just love these promises not to fear. Your ears shall hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Isaiah 30, 21. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, speaking to us. Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, God's grace, because of what Jesus did on the cross, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. John 8:12. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your ways to Lord Jehovah, trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light. We are made righteous through Jesus Christ. And your justice as the noonday, Psalms 37, 4 and 6. All throughout the Psalms, all throughout the Old Testament, the Torah, it speaks of Jesus, Messiah, Yeshua, coming and dying for mankind. It's all in there. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the honor of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and shall I be saved from my enemies. Psalms 18, 1 through 3. Okay, saints, now what we're going to do is we're going to go on to Baptist hymnals. I love these, the hymnals. They don't sing the hymnals very much in a lot of churches anymore, but it's beautiful poetry. They were written back to the 1800s, early 1900s, and in the hymnals, it's nothing but scripture and poetry. And this is on page 221 in a Baptist hymnal. And this song was written by William Cowper in 1779. And it was traditional melody in 1865 and again in 1938. Sometimes a light surprises. And it says, sometimes a light surprises the Christian while he sings. It is the Lord who rises with healing in his wings. When comforts are declining, he grants the soul again a season of clear shinings to cheer it after rain. In holy contemplation, we sweetly then pursue the theme of God's salvation and find it ever new. Set free from present sorrow, we cheerfully can say, let the unknown tomorrow bring with it what may. It can bring with it nothing, but he will bear us through, who gives the lilies clothing, will clothe his people too. Beneath the spreading heavens, no creature but is fed, and he who feeds the ravens will give his children bread. Though vain nor fig tree neither, their wanton fruit should bear, though all the field should wither, nor flocks nor herds be there, yet God the same abiding, his praise shall tune my voice, for while in him confiding, I cannot but rejoice, praise the Lord. Now the next one, saints, is page 222, Day by Day. And this was written by Caroline in 1865. Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here, trusting in my Father's wisdom, bestowment, I've not cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measures gives unto each day what he deems best, lovingly is part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me, with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me, he whose name is counsel and power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faint's sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ever take us from the Father's hand. One by one the days to moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just love these hymns, these hymnals. They are amazing, saints. I'm just enjoying our worship and our fellowship together. This is amazing. Praise the Lord. Okay, saints, this is what the Lord had led me to share when it comes to Bible reading today. I don't know how much time I'm going to have. I'm going to try to go through all of this. Okay, it says, I was sleeping and the Holy Spirit woke me up and says, Ecclesiastes, I opened up my Bible and this is not what I had planned, but let's go at it. It says, Solomon, Ecclesiastes 2, chapter 2, verses 4. And I said, okay, King Solomon, I don't know much about him. And I did a little research. Solomon was the third and last king of the United Kingdom of Israel, following King Saul and King David. He was the son of David and Bathsheba. Solomon wrote the Songs of Solomon in the Torah, the Old Testament, the Book of Ecclesiastes, and much of the Book of Proverbs. Solomon's life's highlight. He sought God and asked God, Jehovah God, for wisdom to rule the Jewish people wisely. And it pleased Jehovah God, so God gave him wisdom, the wisdom and wealth as well, greater than any of the other kings of the earth. And you can find that in 1 Kings 3, 16-28. The Queen of Sheba traveled 1,200 miles to observe the rumors of his wisdom and his grandeur. 1 Kings chapter 10. Now, this was his downfall. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Saying he loved women is an understatement. The foreign women, most of them were foreign women, because the Jewish women knew God's laws. The foreign women led him into public idolatry, greatly angering Jehovah God. His heart had turned away from the Lord due to the women and the gods that they, the little gods that they served. And it angered the God of Israel. Okay, he did not keep God's commands, his commandments, and the lessons to be learned is our spiritual life is a marathon, not a sprint. A good start is not always enough to a finish, a good well finish, to finish well. And we must be very careful every day. We must be very careful of the company that we keep. And it says first, you can get that from first, find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. So we're going to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 4 and 17. I'm disobeying the Spirit of the Lord. He wants me to read this. It says here, this is Solomon's his writing. Great works are vain. It says chapter 2, verse 4. I made me great works. I built me houses and I planted vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruit. I made me pools of water to water therewith the wood that brings forth trees. I got me servants and maids and had servants born in my house. Also, I had possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold and particular treasures of kings and of provinces. I got me men singers, women singers, the delights of the men, the sons of man, and musical instruments that of all sorts. Okay, and it says, so I was great and I increased more than all that who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom retained with me. So, and whatever my eyes desired to keep not from them, I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my portion of my labor. Then I looked at all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, it was all vanity, vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Okay, said all this was done with an attempt to take the place of the Lord. As someone has well said, the soul of man is so big that only God can fill it. Now 12, I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly. For what can a man do who comes after the king, even after which has already been done? Then I saw that wisdom excels folly as far as light excels darkness. Solomon once knew God in a great and personal way. The Lord even gave him a special name, which means beloved of Jehovah. So why would anyone leave such glory and grandeur for folly? The answer to that why shows the incredible, insatiable evil for the human heart, which resulted from the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. So, you know, without the Holy Spirit regenerating your heart, you know, you're just going to lean to evil. 14, it says, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness, and I myself perceived also that one event happens to them all. Verses 12 through 17, Solomon set himself to behold wisdom, to study philosophy, with the result that he observed that death no more respects the wise man than the fool. Thus, he discovered philosophy also is vanity. Boy, that is interesting. Then said I in my heart, as it happens to the fool, so it will happen to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart that this is also vanity. So in essence, Solomon is saying that riches, wisdom, and power cannot change the things that really matter. Solomon said it happens to the fool and it happens to me. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is impressing upon us the frugality of this present life. That is, if it is lived without Jesus Christ. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever, seeing that which now is in the days that come shall be all be forgotten. And how dies a wise man as a fool? Everything that is done, irrespective of its seemingly worth, will be forgotten. Everything on this earth will be forgotten, except that which is done for God, such lasts forever. Now this is 17. Therefore, I hated life because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Conclusion, the only one who can make life worth living is Jesus Christ. A life totally immersed in him, irrespective of its circumstances, will bring fulfillment, satisfaction, contentment, as well as joy, unspeakable and full of glory, but only in Christ. Okay, saints, that's it. We're going to close out with music. You have been listening to Until We Meet Again. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for being with us. I'm praying that the word has gone forth and it will bless people. Lord, I'm praying over my brothers and sisters. I'm praying that you will bless them today. Look over them, their father, their families, and bless their efforts and protect them. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, saints, we're going to go out with music.
Declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sorrow, still we are in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Behold, he comes, riding on the mountain, yes, shining like the sun, at the trumpet calls, lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and our son is here, salvation comes. Yeah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The fields are as white in your word.